Gary, could you just address again your Matt Schaub? And you told us after the game he was your starting quarterback. That question again.
Yeah, I mean, he is, Mark. But you know, like everything I do, I mean, I'm sitting here today, and obviously we got home very early in the morning. I'm in an evaluation stage right now, today and tomorrow, trying to figure out what's the best way for us to go be successful this weekend. And every player is a part of that evaluation, just and our quarterback is too. But, yes, he is our quarterback. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that I'm evaluating our situation. We're not playing well enough right now. Obviously very disappointed in turning the ball over, and I'm trying to make a decision on what I think gives us the best chance to win Sunday. So that's what I'm doing.
How do you figure that so many of his interceptions are going to the sides, even though the last one was over the middle?
I don't know, John, that's a factor. I mean, I've tried to – you know, lump them up together and sort them out and see if there's one specific thing. I think they're all different. They're all different type of reads, different things going on. But obviously, as a coach, you're trying to figure out exactly, how to eliminate all of them, which obviously it's got to start, very, very quick. So for us to be successful.
Do you blame yourself for some of that? Since it's the same, well, seems to be similar routes.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a play caller, an offensive coach, or defense, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're always trying to put your players in the best position to be successful. So you call something, and something goes wrong, you look at yourself. I mean, that's just the way you're built. So I've been that way my whole career. This week's no different. Next week will be no different. You know, I'm always trying to, you like to come out of the game, feel like you got, you're in every situation you're in is good. And that doesn't happen very often, but that's why players make plays and figure out a way to work through things. So, we got to work through them better, and I'm sure I can help them work through them better.
Coobs, you had an opportunity to go vertical in that situation. The third play of the game, you go up on top. Mm-hmm. It, A, lets them know that you can't play eight in the box, and two, you got to be wary, even though Matt doesn't have a cannon arm, that he can go deep. Why wasn't that part of your thought process, you and Rick?
Well, they're playing two-man, Barry, so, I mean, there's no eight in the box. I mean, they're actually the coverage they're playing takes any vertical that you're doing away. You got a plan. You go in the game, what you're going to do in third and 2-4, 5-7. You know, you've always got a plan and how you're going to go about it and how you're going to call it, and that's a call we had worked on and talked about all week. Obviously, it didn't work.
You've been around some great quarterbacks, too, that come to mind that are in the Hall of Fame, Elway and Steve Young. Now you're with a guy who, in his 10th year, needs a lot of, for lack of a better word, TLC, therapy, to try to get him through it. How do you go about doing that?
I don't know that I can read you some specific way to go about it. I mean, you just go about it. I've been doing this a long time, and I've had to be there for players through rough times in their careers, regardless of their quarterbacks. I've been with receivers having rough times, backs. The biggest thing is you, as a coach, you see a person's commitment to what they're doing. And I see this young man's commitment every day, and I have seen it for many years here in Houston. So you watch the struggle, and you just want to be a part of the solution. You want to be a part of helping him work his way through that. And the only way I know how to do that is you play your way through that stuff. So that's what I'm trying to help him with and figure out and push him through it so that our football team can push through it.
Gary, are you worried that if Matt keeps playing like he has been playing throughout the course of this season, that if you don't make a change, eventually you'll lose the locker room?
No, I don't worry about that. I mean, I have a responsibility to everybody. Every player on the team has to do their job to maintain a position and continue to play, and that's the quarterback as well. Our players on our team that come in here and watch a film, they know what's going on. They know what players are doing. Our football team respects his work and how he goes about getting ready to play. Obviously, we're all disappointed because we're having to overcome way too much, but I do have a belief that it can get fixed and get corrected and get headed in the right direction. So, that's part of our job, so I'm not concerned about that. That's a responsibility of mine, players, and everybody.
After such a tough stretch for him, are you worried about his confidence or where he's at mentally, and how, if you are, how do you address
that? Yeah,
do,
Chris. I mean, it's only natural, for some of those things to happen to you over a period of time. Yeah, you worry about that, but, the reason he's played a long time, because he's very tough, mentally, physically. I mean, if not, you're going to go through things in your career as a quarterback that, like I said last week, probably told you pretty good, probably told you not very good sometimes, and you have to work through those things. So I see him working. I see him focused on what's going on. But, you know, obviously there's big team disappointment, and we have to set a course on Wednesday that can get us, you know, find some success. Obviously it's been a rough 3 weeks, so we got to get the corner turned.
Coach, given the adversity this team has gone through over the last couple of weeks, do you see this week as a potential defining moment just to see how they end up responding?
Well, I think it's a huge game. I mean, it would be big either way. But, yeah, it's big because of what we went through these past 3 weeks. You know, I see a group of guys that are very close, very committed to each other, very hurt, you know, on a long ride home last night. And the only way you fix those things is you go back and play and do things better, you know. So, can't wait for that opportunity to get here, but it's part of it. Yes, it is a very big game.
Gary, when you look back at these last 3 weeks or 4 weeks of mistakes with Matt, do they look the same to you when you go back and look on film? Does he feel like they're the same plays over and over?
No, I don't see them all the same. I think they're different in certain situations. Some have been timing reads. Some have been movement reads, some different things going on. You know, but bottom line, the ball's ended up in the wrong hands too many times, and he knows that. That's his job. And it's something that he and I have got to get corrected.
You kind of addressed accountability earlier. Do you feel like that is an issue with so many other places on the team feeling it, but maybe not at the quarterback position?
Our team doesn't feel accountability at the quarterback
position. If mistakes
position.
Are made at that particular position, obviously a change is not made.
I can promise you there's accountability. And, you know, if I think on our football team something needs to be done, I'll do it. But I'm also very committed to players and the job they do and the work they put in and the football team, so I take it all in account.
You talked a lot during camp about how Case and TJ were pushing Matt. Has anything changed on that? Are they just obviously not getting reps in the
No, they
the week?
Get their they get their normal reps that they, you know, they both get some during the week. You know, once you get going in the NFL, the starting quarterback takes the majority of things. I mean, it's just the way things are. Those guys run the scout team, so nothing has changed from that standpoint. You know, I've got confidence in both of them. And, you know, TJ got a few snaps under his belt last night.
Do you take into consideration, Gary, like if Matt starts his next game, if he throws an interception, what the reception will be for him at home? Does that weigh into your decision?
No, John, I don't think about stuff like that. I'm studying film, studying what we're doing. What I think gives us the best chance this Sunday. I can't, you know, I don't get concerned with reactions and those type of things. That's part of this business, the highs and the lows. You just stay even keel, keep going. But I'm worried about the team.
How can you tell if he's lost confidence? Because he'll never admit it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think any player is going to stand up and say, I'm fine. That's part of your competitive nature. You know, I just watch him work and watch him go about his business, watch him prepare to play, John. You know, I thought his preparation was excellent last week, and I wouldn't expect it to be any different. So, I don't know. I mean, every guy's different.
When you have a guy like Matt who might be lacking that confidence, how much do you have to tailor the game plan around trying to build that for him?
I don't think that's what you do. I think, you know, I think if anything, you know, players that have been doing this for a long time, you know, they need responsibility. That's what makes them tick. That's what makes them work through things, you know. So we're not going to all of a sudden quit doing, you know, certain things or you know, cut back on in certain situations. I mean, you know, if Matt's our starting quarterback and he's going, I trust him with everything we do, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, there's no limit there.
When you talk to him the first conversation, was it more about X's and O's or was it about his confidence?
I'm sorry, one more time.
When you had a chance to talk to Matt, was the conversation about X's and O's, football kind of stuff, or was it about his confidence?
When are you talking about this conversation?
I'm assuming you've talked to him since the game.
Yeah, just briefly after the game. Obviously, we got home at 6 in the morning, so, you know, players are doing their deal today. Coaches are trying to get going on St. Louis. So, but we talk all the time. I mean, every day conversations and what's going on. But he knows, you know, we're doing everything we can as coaches up here to try to help him out.
Gary, how baffling is it that a 10-year veteran whose strong suit is his intellect is telegraphing passes with his eyes, something that maybe, you know, TJ would be doing, but not someone who's always been so strong with the mental part and making good decisions?
Well, anytime you have the turnovers we had, Barry, whether they're fumbles or interceptions, it's baffling as a coach. I mean, it's just, you know, we've had a couple of both these past few weeks. We've had two fumbles the past 2 weeks, too. So the bottom line is we can't survive what's going on from that standpoint. And, you know, so and Matt understands that as well as anybody, but the team understands that we're putting ourselves in too big a hole. So, like I said, you know, I've got to continue to evaluate it and do what I think is best.
Do you have any injuries?
Yeah. Owen Daniels has a fibula that we're getting checked out this afternoon. Don't have any information on him right now. Keyshawn Martin's got a knee sprain, but we think he's going to be okay. Other than that, we just came out with some actually Ben has an elbow contusion, but he came out okay too.
So a fibula, could it be cracked?
No, I don't know, John. I just know they're doing an MRI on it today. So he got hit on that last ball, one of the last balls he caught, and so real sore today. They're checking him out. Who's that? No, Ed's okay. See, he's listed here. Just banged his knee. He got a sore knee, but he's okay.
One more on that long touchdown. Was that Ed's responsibility?
The corner route? No.
The one where Vernon Davis went 64.
We actually had a bust in coverage. You know, two guys comboing something. We should have been locking it, so we had a bust inside. Thank you.